Jay, do you know why everyone calls me an indoor kitty?
Because you like to stay indoors.
Yeah, did you not see that video?
What video?
Video of a really cool hiker named Kyle. They got attacked by a mountain lion.
He got attacked?
Yeah, that's why I stay indoors. It's dangerous outside. Stay indoors and live.
Okay, you're an indoor kitty, right?
I'm an indoor
Because
kitty
you want to
for
avoid the
even more
outdoor
now.
kitties.
Exactly. There's kitties outside and they're not fun to play with.
Well, it's ironic you should bring this up, Johnny, because our guest this week is actually Kyle from the cougar attack. Although it's not really
Cougar
an
attack.
attack, the cougar chase. We'll call it a cougar chase. That's even
Yeah, do
better.
not Google a cougar attack. It'll bring up some
Yeah,
weird stuff.
when we were trying to find the video, it brought up some weird stuff.
Yeah, Jay's parental locks kicked in and he wasn't able to view anything, so he had to make me do it, and I am traumatized.
All right. Well, hey, Kyle, how are you doing?
Doing great. Happy to be with you guys.
We have to ask, I know you've been on a bunch of interviews already. Well, let's introduce you real quick. So you're from Utah, correct?
Correct. From Orem, Utah. Lived in Utah my whole life. I like camping and, I obviously like to go
And
trekking.
you're married? Does your wife
Yes.
go with you on the trail runs at all?
No, she hates it.
Probably a good thing.
Smart.
This is justifying her hatred of
Yeah, exactly.
it. What did she say when she saw the video? I guess I should ask, who was the first person you sent the video to?
So my brother-in-law was actually sitting in the parking lot of the trailhead waiting for me, and that's who's is so it was my brother-in-law and then his wife that saw the video first in the truck. I
Oh.
was like, you guys won't believe what just happened. I heard press play. I'm like, look at this, look at this.
it was he. Yeah, that's so funny, dude. It's crazy because it's like a one in a million experience. You might as well have won the lottery. I mean, someone asked us, does one of their questions for you was, do you feel lucky or do you feel unlucky? Because like you won the lottery, but is it a good thing, you know?
Oh, for sure. I definitely feel lucky because I walked out of there obviously unharmed. So I feel pretty lucky about it.
That's good. That's good. Cool. Well, I know the news have already asked you like a bunch of questions, but Johnny and I are going to throw some at you that are kind of more generic. And then some of our fan base had some weirder questions that we're going to dive into. And then we wanted to read some of the YouTube comments about this because there were some really good ones and we kind of want to get your reaction on it.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right, Johnny, you want to start us off with one of our more generic questions?
Yeah, so in Utah County, are you a BYU fan and are you still staying a BYU fan after getting attacked by a cougar?
I'm not a BYU fan nor a Ute fan. I am like neutral in all the sports stuff, so
Yeah, I was just throwing that out there just because I never trusted cougars and now I don't even more.
yeah, me neither.
Good.
all right, so one of mine is, did you know anything about cougars before the experience?
I knew they existed, and that's about it.
I heard that you had read some, or you had watched some like YouTube survival videos on it, like be big and loud, which you do in the experience. Outside of that, you really didn't have much expertise.
No, nothing really. I mean, when I learned kind of like about the cougars and stuff like that, it's just when I was in Boy Scouts. It's just like, okay, yeah, if you come in contact with a cougar or a bear, you have to be big and scary. And so it's kind of. I mean, obviously, yeah, you guys have heard the in the video when I said, yeah, I'm being scary.
I was cracking up because I feel like if I was encountered by a bear, like my voice would crack or something else. Your voice didn't, which was good. Did you ever feel goofy making those noises, or was it just pure adrenaline and you were like, hey,
It's just pure adrenaline. I just want to try whatever I could.
that's
That's really
good.
cool because I work at a gym and I actually overheard. I was gonna brag that I was gonna talk to you. And I heard these two guys bringing it up, and they're like, "Did you see that video?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." And they're big guys, and they're like, "I would have picked up that cougar and thrown it." And I'm just the whole time I had like, "Yeah, you would not. You would do the same thing."
So
They
coming
probably would have ran away. That's what they
Exactly.
probably
They were like, "This is cardio time." They would have ran away. The way they talked it reminded me of this Dane Cook joke. It's like, "I'll punch a shark in the face." I'm like, "No, you would do none of this. You would do exactly what Kyle did, and walk backwards so you don't like turn your back on him." And you did exactly what everyone would do. That's what I liked about it.
What were the noises like that were coming from the cat? Was it pretty like bestial and unreal? Like, because it seems like it'd be so trippy. No one really hears a cat, you know what I mean?
So just think of a normal kitty cat when she does her purrs, just times that by 10. Like just super loud purrs. And you're just like, those are scary.
Yeah.
Because a normal cat purrs, you're fine. You can like listen to them and they're kind of like almost soothing in a way.
Right,
And
totally.
you hear some loud purrs.
Yeah, no, I'm not about it. I've been scratched by a kitty cat. So being scratched by that thing, I'm like, take your face off.
No
I
thanks.
go ahead.
You're like, yep, no thanks.
Exactly. I was gonna say I played enough Red Dead Redemption and I've been killed by enough cougars in the video game to know that like you don't want to mess with them. I think I'll just grab you by the back of the neck, squeeze, and you're gone.
Oh, definitely. So, Kyle, what was like the closest, scariest thing you've seen before that? Like a snake or anything to prepare you in a trail? I have ran into rattlesnakes before, but I can usually like spot them on the trail and they'll just go away. And I'll end up probably throwing some rocks at it or something like that. So it kind of makes it way off the trail. So when I come back down, I don't run into it again. Other than that, yeah, just this is probably my most scariest encounter on while on the trail, for sure.
So this is like the most generic question, but what were you thinking during it? Was there any thoughts, or was it just, oh crap, oh crap, oh man?
Well, there's a multiple emotions going through my head. One of them was obviously is like the scared factor, because yeah, there's a straight up cougar right in front of me walking towards me. This is scary as hell. Next, it was so cool because I've never seen a cougar before. And like everyone's saying, right, this is a once in a lifetime experience. And yeah, like I've never experienced that before. So the adrenaline was pumping for both the coolness of the whole encounter and this just being scared.
Yeah, for sure. Johnny, do you have any other generic questions, or should we move into some of our more strange ones?
No, let's go strange. I feel Kyle's ready. We warmed him up.
Yeah. All right, Johnny, why don't you start us off?
Okay. This is from my little sister. And it's just because she's a huge animal lover. And she's like, did a little part of you want to cuddle with the little cubs when you saw it? Or were you just like, oh no, the mom's close?
So normally when I see like wildlife on the trail, I kind of like I do like go towards them just because they'll run away and I need to go that way anyway. That was the way down the trail. And most wildlife just runs off. Now, yes, if I could cuddle with some baby cougars, I think that'd be kind of fun. But yeah, mom's close. Obviously, I can't do that. So I saw mom and obviously, yeah, that's when the whole situation did a 180.
One of the questions someone asked was, did you consider it all while being chased? Because you were chased for a long time. Like I skipped through the video on my first viewing because I was like, how long is this? And the entire scenery changes like 10 times. Like you corner like 10 different bends. So someone asked, like, during that whole time, did you ever just consider, spending the rest of your life with that cougar and, kind of bedding down with it, like living your life as a cougar from then on out because of how long it seemed to last?
Oh, it seemed to last very long. Those 6 minutes were very long 6 minutes. Now, do I want to stay out there with the cougar? Yeah, not at all.
We have a we're nerds, so we have a nerd following with us, and they want to know if you had any superpowers, what would you use to get away from the cougar?
If I could fly, that'd been easy.
Right?
I would just fly away. Or do some shape shifting, and I can shape shift into a cougar.
Ooh,
In
a
battle?
druid.
Yeah. There you
Druid
go.
battle.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
I was gonna ask, this is more of a Dwight Schrute question, but do you ever carry any weaponry on you? Bear spray, pepper spray, throwing knives, ninja stars, firearms, flare guns, something Dwight would carry with him. Do you ever carry any of those items?
So not when I'm trail running. When I'm trail running, I usually try to keep it nice and light just because that's when I'm outside doing my thing. When I go backpacking and all that other stuff, yeah, I usually have some knives on me. But at the same time, I don't think in this encounter it would have helped me anyway.
Right. Bear spray might have. I don't know if you've. Do you think you'll start carrying bear spray, or are you just gonna.
I definitely have been looking more into bear spray because hopefully it won't harm the animal as much. Because yeah, a firearm and or a knife or something like that, you can just kill it where bear spray will just make it go away.
Right. It's just gonna be a miserable couple hours for it, but it's not gonna be lethal or even, super damaging to it. Johnny, you got one?
Did you ever play D&D, Kyle?
No.
Okay. So in D&D, you're allowed to do to charm a creature, and our friend wanted to know next time, will you use a spell to charm the creature to calm down?
Well, if I can charm it and it will calm down, then definitely yes.
Yes, good answer.
I'll roll my dice as much as I have
There
to.
we go. He knew that. Love it. Love
He'll get a
it.
critical roll. What cracks me up is, you can try and pull a Crocodile Dundee, or maybe we can hook you up with some druids, that'll teach you how to kind of calm cougars in the wild. We don't actually know anyone like that. Just nerds in their basement. One thing I was gonna ask is, like, did anyone get mad at you about the video? Like, was any of your parents upset, or like your wife? Were they like, "What were you doing?" Like, or did anyone kind of, get mad at you that you knew, not random internet trolls?
No one got mad. They're more just obviously just kind of happy that I got out of there okay.
Totally.
And they're all surprised, like, whoa, what? Because I always come back from trail runs, like, hey, look at what I saw. And usually it's just random wildlife, some deer or some random squirrel pictures or something like that, but never cougars. And so this time they're like, holy cow.
Yeah, you don't see them that often. They're a ghost cat, is what, some people say. Like, you just don't see them.
Oh, exactly.
Someone asked, on a scale from Bambi to the younglings in Star Wars Episode 3, how vulnerable did you feel? Sorry, some of these questions.
Her like Bambi.
I
I also just
love
feel like she wanted this to come and she can just eat me if she wanted to. I was so helpless.
it. That's awesome.
Have you gotten any like random tips from people now? Are they always are random people coming up to you instead of like recognizing being like, hey, next time do this, next time do that?
So far, honestly, I've just been to work and my house because I've been doing so many interviews. But the random times I have been out, it's been kind of funny because they're like, wait, are you the cougar guy? I'm like, yeah.
So one thing that cracked me up was when I watched it, at the end of it, you're like, "Yeah, you better run." And it made me think of a scene from I don't know if you've ever seen Bruce Almighty, but like he chases off some gangsters who are kind of messing with a homeless guy, and at the end of it, Jim Carrey's like, "Yeah, you better keep walking." And the gangsters turn around, they're like, "What?" And they chase him down. That's kind of what I thought was like, wouldn't it have been funny if, well, it wouldn't have actually, but it just made me think of it when you were like, "Yeah, you better run." Like if the cougar heard it and was going to come back.
That'd be super funny. It would have been another 6 minutes of me going backwards.
Yeah.
So they want to know, have you been back on that trail since this has happened, or?
Not yet. I mean, I went over to the trail for some like news articles and stuff like that when the news first hit me up. That's where we did like all those first stories. But then other than that, nope, I haven't been running on the exact trail. But I'll definitely go back to it.
Okay, yeah, it didn't scare you away. Because
So,
I would be scared away.
my last question before we get into kind of a fun time is, are you a dog or cat person, and has this experience changed that kind of outlook at all?
I'm definitely a dog person. I have a little dog. If you've seen on my Instagram, I have a little tiny, I call her a rat just because, yeah, she's just a little foot. But I do like the bigger cats. So mountain lions and lions. I do like them. They're really cool. So, but pet wise, definitely dog.
Got it. It's good that it didn't, ruin your experience for cats or anything like that, or even ruin your experience for the outdoors. Some people, I think it would.
Yeah. The outdoors is inside of me, so I can't not go out there anymore.
Right. Absolutely. Johnny, do you have any final questions, or should we get into some of the YouTube comments?
No, I think it's golden.
Okay, so Johnny and I scoured YouTube, meaning we scoured the comment section of your video to find the funniest comments, and we kind of wanted to throw them by you and get your reaction.
Dude, they're greasy.
Have you read any of
Oh yeah, that's honestly probably my favorite part.
They're clever. I'll give them that. Some of these are really clever.
Yeah, they absolutely are. My favorite was I got stalked by a cougar girl. I got stalked by a cougar once, but it was in Target. That was my favorite one by far.
There's one
I
that
like
was similar to that that was like, I like the cougars that drive Mercedes and ruin my life.
Yeah, I'd prefer to get chased by one of those, if we're being honest.
This one was actually positive. How to make all the right life choices sentences in 6 minutes or less.
Re-upload that video with that title. That'd be good.
That'd be good.
There was one that was pretty goofy. Let me just. This was one of my favorites too. Is it's Baby Cougar was like, "Mom, there's someone at the door," which is funny because it's kind of true. Like one of the cougar, the little baby cubs was kind of like coming your way, and then you see the mom and you're like, "Oh,
Yeah, because well, honestly, I saw those couple of baby cubs, and I go up on those baby cubs just like 2 or 3 steps. That's when I started the video, and then yeah, Mama's right there around the corner. She's like, "Hello."
I know." What was funny too was like that you had enough video space. Because if it was me on my iPhone, I would have run out after 30 seconds. So kudos to you to having, 6 minutes worth of memory to even be able to record it.
Oh, that would have sucked. Could you imagine I run out of video
Your storage is
halfway through the
full.
whole encounter?
I know. Yeah, that'd be so bad.
Like this one where it's like, I think at the beginning it was to protect her babies, but when she realized she was filming, he was filming in portrait mode, she took it personally. That's something we've had.
I do remember reading that one. That was funny.
One thing that cracked me up about all this was someone said plot twist, the only reason she ran away is because of the Sasquatch behind him. So, how funny it would have been to turn the camera around and been like, "Oh, that just happened, but Sasquatch is right behind you, you know."
Something bigger, another bear or something
Yeah,
like that.
exactly. Straight out of Scooby-Doo or something. Johnny, I've got
Here are
one
another
more.
6 minutes of me being chased by a bear in the opposite direction.
Yeah, exactly. Back towards the Cubs.
A long loop of you getting attacked in the wilderness.
Most unlucky man in the world.
12-minute encounter.
Johnny, you
I
got
like
any
this
more? I
one.
got
Yeah,
one
this one is
more.
just like, meanwhile on Puma Tube, weird moonwalking guy roaming for 6 minutes from the cougar's perspective. I thought that was really clever.
That one was good. That was actually my last one too. I wanted to finish with that one. It just cracks me up. The some of the comments people came up with, Puma Tube.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it on our interview. Was there any final like thoughts you had going through it, or any other final things you wanted to leave with us? Any parting wisdom? Any shameless plugs?
Plugs. I don't know. I hope everyone can enjoy the memes. I mean, there's been some really good memes that have come out of this. How many of you guys have seen that one with where they have the dude coming out of the bush and they're like, "Established."
With the pink hair.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that one
Or
was
was it?
funny.
It was like my face on a billboard and saying, "Man, I can't go anywhere without seeing his face."
I think that's from Spider-Man. Everywhere I
Yeah.
go, I see his face. That's pretty funny.
But yeah, I hope everyone's having fun with it. It was a really cool experience for myself and scary experience, and I'm glad everything ended the way it did. But
How trippy, actually, I do have one last question. How trippy was it to go from like, being probably pretty popular, like, a lot of people, to having, 6 million people view this portion of your life? Like, was that kind of trippy that like,
It's very unreal to go to like almost like a no man to somebody that can't go outside without being noticed.
right. A
Like,
lot of
so yeah, like I
attention.
said, like I've been outside going out to eat with my wife and a couple buddies here and there since this incident. And it's like, "Hey, you're the cougar guy, right?" I'm like, "Yep, that's me."
That's
That's
so
awesome. And
funny.
at least, like we always say, there's so much horrible things going on in the world right now that this was a really good video because everyone I talk to loves it. Nothing's like, "He was dumb." Everyone's like, "This is so cool. It was so funny." So, you brought reprieve to a lot of people that I know, at least for a little bit.
Awesome.
I gotta.
I'm glad it got the hysterical part of it too. Because, I mean, my commentary, I've got a lot of compliments on my commentary, so.
Oh yeah. Well, there are scenes where like it seems like the cat's maybe gonna go off or not, and then it like picks up back up again and starts smacking the ground. You're like,
Yeah, it was a bad kitty cat.
Bad Mr. Kitty, bad.
I was really hoping for a Madagascar moment where you and the cat went at it, kind of a wrestling match. No.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want that to happen for sure.
I was going to make one last question. How many Instagram followers did you have before this? Because you have like 25, 26,000 now.
Yeah, I just hit 26.
That's crazy. Was it, did you have a lot before this happened or?
Just over 1,000.
Man, that's crazy.
It's the same thing with my YouTube. Like, I created my YouTube because of the video. And so now that video on my YouTube has 6 million views, and then I have over 2,000 subscribers.
You get a
That's so
URL.
crazy.
Love it.
Seriously.
It's insane.
And hopefully you can monetize that YouTube. Buy yourself another SIG. I was cracking up. I Instagram stalked you a little, and you just purchased a SIG P365, which is a firearm, and everyone in it was commenting, "Man, you really needed this a few days ago." Like that was like 100 comments of that. It was pretty funny.
ABC, always be caring.
Though in reality, you'd rather have bear spray, like you said. I really appreciated that you said that because I think it would have been kind of a bummer in hindsight if, you know, you had to take out the cat and then who knows what's going to happen to the kittens. It's kind of
Exactly.
cool.
I mean, and all in all, we're in their territory. Like, I was in their territory, so.
Right.
Great respect for nature. See, that's why I'm an indoor kitty. I respect nature too much to go out there.
Yeah, you don't want to destroy it, right?
Exactly.
Cool. Well, I think that's it for us this week, Knights. Johnny, any final parting thoughts?
No, just thanks. Awesome. Kyle, thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing your stories. And if you ever get a bear chasing you know, survive it and then come talk to us.
Yeah, we have
You're a survivor.
first dibs.
Perfect.
Master of Survivor, Jay? What do you
Yeah,
think?
that sounds
Here's the
good. I was going to
deal.
say Master of Cougars, but I was like, that doesn't work.
No, that won't work well. Do not Google that, guys. Do not Google Master of
So to clue you in, Kyle, we always anytime we have a guest on our cast, we make them a master of something. Our surnames, mine means death, Johnny means light. So we always make
If
someone a
you're cool
master
enough
of
to come
something,
on.
right? Just as kind of like an inside joke. So we were going to make you the master of cougars, but could not do that. So we're going to make you the master of survival.
Yeah.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Awesome.
All right, Knights, have a good week.
See you on the flippity flop.